Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Netflix is announcing that starting today, 106 Singapore-made films and TV series will start to launch in honor of National Day and beyond. And so this is going to give us all a huge chance to relive some of those great classic screen moments and TV moments from around Singapore's history. Iloilo, I Not Stupid, Home Run, 881, Ah Boys to Men, Puat Chu Kang, Growing Up Under One Roof. All these are just going to be really fun to watch again. Joining us on the line now, writer and directors Colin Goh and Wu Yanyan of Singapore Dreaming fame and Talking Cock, and also Yeo Yanyan, the leading actress in Singapore Dreaming, Iloilo 881. Welcome to all of you. Thanks so much for being with us on Money FM today.
Oh, happy to be here.
Yeah, it's like we have a party line going on the phone today. This is the most people. We've got five people on the line
at
once.
We might have to play teacher here, you know, one at a time. Okay. We will say names first. Don't interrupt.
We expect you to stand up, face the class, and tell us your answers.
Yes, sir, I need to go to the bathroom.
You should have gone before, Mr. Goh. You know that.
Should have gone before, exactly. Yanyan, let's start with you first. You know, all these movies are coming out that you have starred in, and now they're going to be readily available for so many Singaporeans and audiences, and non-Singaporeans as well, that may not have seen them the first time around. Tell us your thoughts on that and the accessibility now on Netflix in the run-up to National Day.
I'm very excited. I just heard from you that the A81 is also one of the films that you will be able to catch in Netflix. I think it's a great thing. Singapore's own film will be able to available for all the audience around the world. This is something really, really exciting for me. Even though we have traveled to many film festivals with films, but I think at this time we can promote it to even vast audience around the world. Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
And Colin first, and then maybe Yanyan beside you. I mean, there's often a stereotype here, isn't there, guys, that, you know, local is somehow inferior. And what I really seriously hope with this wonderful festival on Netflix is that people come away with a very different view, that movies like Singapore Dreaming are great local snapshots of local life and deserve to be on platforms like Netflix. Colin first.
Absolutely. I mean, I think in the past, a lot of the Singapore films haven't gained the traction they deserve. A lot of it has to do with marketing power. We, you know, we are small. We have a very small market. We often have smaller budgets, and we just can't get the word out enough in time to audiences. You know, we just can't match Hollywood marketing budgets. So I think, you know, this is a great opportunity for people to see that, hey, you know, we can actually produce really good content, and you know it's belated, but I'm hopeful that we will gain new audiences once again.
And Yanyan, what are your views about having Singapore Dreaming finally on a major platform like Netflix?
Well, I mean, it was on HBO in Europe before. But
yeah, yes, I did know that. Yes.
Confused Yanyan and Yanyan. Sorry.
But I know he's pronouncing it slightly differently, just a different shit. But what I'm really excited about is to be in people's homes, on their screens, in their homes, in these intimate spaces. And to, I am actually really excited about people hearing Singlish and Singapore versions of mixtures of languages. I think that's something very unique to Singapore, and now it's going to go all over the world.
Previously, folks had to often go to an art house cinema, you know, for example, like the projector in Singapore and elsewhere to see these movies. And now, you know, very much not only the hometown Singapore crowd, but a lot of foreigners who may not have, you know, been familiar with some of these great Singapore films of the past will be able to, I think, get a window or get an understanding about some of the background, the culture, the history of Singapore. Now, as a foreigner myself, I've seen many of these films, but I haven't seen all of them. And I just can't wait to really start to understand more about, you know, Singapore and the mindset and the culture. How about that element of it, just getting non-Singaporeans to see these films and understand more about life here?
Who is that question for?
I am going to send that to, first goes to Colin.
Well, I must say that the Absolutely. This is a really great opportunity for people to see what the diversity in Singapore life. My big regret is that our very first film, Talking Cock, which also starred fresh off the boat, Neil Humphreys.
Correct.
as the founder of Singapore, was not selected for screening.
I think there was probably a reason that didn't happen.
I completely understand why, for aesthetic reasons, and probably because the title could be somewhat controversial for foreign audiences. But, you know, yeah. Yes, that might have been a little bit too rude of an introduction to Singapore culture.
Well, I've got a follow-up on that. This is for Wu Yen Yen. Now, we have a bit of a standing joke on this show that all roads lead back to Neil Humphreys anyway. And and Singapore Dreaming, Wu Yen Yen, also has a connection to me because I believe the initial sort of genesis of this idea came from a book that we both contributed to. Maybe you could tell us a bit about that. You wrote that story, didn't you, in that Singapore International Foundation book. And I believe that... That became the inspiration for Singapore Dreaming. Is that right?
Oh, I see. Are you talking about the Pave with Good Intentions essay?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was when we first moved to New York from Singapore. We were kind of missing home and then thinking about like differences between our lives in New York and our lives in Singapore. And one of the key things was kind of moving out of the plan, the Singapore plan, into a dream, kind of trying to explore different things, being open to the world. And that was something that I continued to explore in my own research work, and then which translated into the film. So the idea was really what happens when we break out of, we're always dreaming of things, but it's our dream still very contained within a fixed plan. So that was something that we pondered in Singapore Dreaming. Yeah.
We're speaking with writer, director Colin Goh and Wu Yen Yen of Singapore Dreaming, and actress Yeo Yan Yan of Singapore Dreaming, Iloilo, 881, Wet Season. And Yan Yan, I wanted to ask you about that. You know, a couple of these recent roles, particularly Iloilo and Wet Season, have been about a more controversial side of Singapore and one that, you know, isn't all happy and smiles. How important do you feel it is to show that side, to show a different side of Singapore, and maybe not just the gleaming skyscrapers and swept streets?
I think the most important thing, these are stories of humans. We are not living in a fairy tale. So I think it is important to show all aspects of how we live and how the society goes. And I think, in a way, these two films actually are quite widely received in the world and all the film festivals that I've traveled to. Like for Iloilo, we have won an award in Cannes Film Festival. Well, it comes to the basic that it is talking about human life, whether you are living in Singapore or any part of the world. So I think when these films are put in a platform that the whole world, the many audience from different culture comes in to watch it, I'm sure they can also feel about their own life, because it is story about human life.
That is so true, and it touches on something that I'm very passionate about, and we spoke about it with Anthony Chen a little earlier, and this is maybe a question for Colin. One of the scenes that I have never forgotten in Singapore Dreaming, I saw the film at the cinema, I have it on DVD, partially because it has a quote from me on the cover, but let's not talk about that.
But you guys, I have to deal with this every weekend with Neil. It's tell me, help me. How do I not have to put up with this?
All roads.
It's crazy. It's just crazy. Colin, help me. Anyway, okay, go ahead, Neil. Yes. Finish your question.
As I was saying, on this DVD with a cover quote from me, I'm trying to make a serious point here.
Yeah, and it's not going anywhere, but go ahead.
There is a scene in that film.
So much love. There's so much love here.
Yes, there is. There is a scene. I'm trying to give you a compliment. I will get it out. I will. There is a scene in Singapore Dreaming that has stayed with me. It could have been in a Mike Lee film, a Ken Loach film. There's a scene, and I think it was Lim Yu Beng. Correct me if I'm wrong, but was Lim Yu Beng the guy who played the insurance agent? I haven't seen it recently.
Yes.
There's a scene in that film that broke my heart, and it gets to what Yeo Yan Yan was just talking about with authenticity. He calls up an old NS buddy or an old school buddy, and he's having this sort of very, hey, how you doing kind of conversation. And it's great writing. Halfway through the scene, it pivots and he starts working in the soft sell for insurance. And you realise he's only called his old buddy to try to desperately sell him insurance. And as he's having this conversation, you see this man's soul dying on screen as he's desperately... And that, to me, I get emotional thinking about it. That is one of the most honest and heartfelt scenes I have ever seen on Singaporean cinema that shows real Singapore. Oh. And that, I think, is the key for these movies in this festival, in particular Singapore Dreaming. It shows real, authentic, honest, not tourism, real Singapore. And that, for me, back to Colin, is why these films are so important. Do you agree?
Thank you. Thank you, Neil.
You're making us cry.
That scene was based on real life. I think many Singaporeans know of someone who's gone into the insurance business and not by choice and has had to call up friends, cold call friends just to keep on going. That actually happened to me. That was based on personal experience. I actually had an old National Service officer called me up years later and said, "Oh, how are you?" And, you know, us, and he actually used the term which really broke my heart, "Us old soldiers have to stick together." And I was like, old soldier? You know, but it was heartbreaking, and you really feel for them, because at one point, you know, you're supposed to look on them as the warrior stereotype, and he was a higher rank than you, and now he's calling you to buy a policy. So I wanted to work that in because, you know, what's the dream we have? I don't think he ever dreamt he had to call his recruit.
And on that point, Wu Yen Yen, this is the importance of these films, isn't it? Singapore is not just Marina Bay and Sentosa and Resorts World and glittering tourism campaigns. There is a very real, sometimes heartbreaking Singapore that Singaporeans do want to see on screen.
Yeah, I mean, it's heartbreaking, but it's also terribly sweet, right? Yeah. So there's a lot of moments in our lives. So what we try to do in Singapore Dreaming is to capture the sweetness of life as well as the difficulty of life. So the whole scene, the whole show, the whole movie is set around a three-room flat in a three-bedroom flat in Toa Payoh, very similar to the kind of flat that I grew up in. So it's to really get us to think about when we walk past all these flats and all these windows. Everybody has a story, and an important and valuable story to tell. Yeah.
Speaking with writers and directors Colin Goh and Wu Yen Yen, and also actress Yeo Yan Yan, ahead of today, Netflix launching 106 Singapore-made films and TV series that are going to start launching progressively today for people to watch this coming week and beyond. And Yan Yan, you know, as an actress, of course, Singapore has a long and proud film tradition going back to the 1950s. It's been through its ups and downs over the years. But as you look at your career now and the careers of others coming up behind you and going forward, Singapore is now really gaining a lot of traction on the international film scene. What do you think is next for Singapore? Where is this progression going to go? I mean, we've had Westworld filmed here. We've had, you know, big films and big productions, of course, Crazy Rich Asians and things here. Where is Singapore going next in your estimation?
Oh, whoa.
And that's the small question. I'll get to the big question in a minute.
Whoa.
That's the easy one. Just wait till the follow-up comes.
Let's get through the pandemic first. Let's get through COVID-19. I'm seriously, this period of time, it really has a big impact on the film industry in Singapore right now. We had the whole of industry is widely affected. And the style of watching film, the way of watching a film is totally changed right now. And a lot more streaming services that is going on right now. And also people aren't able to go to the cinema, even though it's open right now. But there are also a lot of people who are skeptical or afraid of going in because of the situation right now. So I think there's going to be a big change. But where is it going? It's really hard to say. But in terms of creativity, I think the young filmmakers in Singapore now has a lot more different ways of telling stories, different idea of telling a Singaporean story, this is something that I'm very excited about.
Well, that leads me nicely to my follow-up easy question on telling stories.
Oh, my God.
Which is, you know, you've told many Singapore stories with many great directors. Which one do you like best?
No.
I love them all.
No. You haven't got to answer that.
He is not going to waste a question on that.
No, on that question. What I was going to ask is, I've seen you in Singapore Dreaming, obviously, and Ilo Ilo and 881, Wet Season as well. Very different performances, very different stories, very different directors. What is it like working with different Singaporean directors? What kind of experiences do you take from each one?
I think being an actor, we are very fortunate. We are able to work with so many different souls, and that is something that we are working with. Our body is our tools, and we are there to serve the film. So whenever I'm working with different directors, I actually learn from them. I'm actually stealing something from them. So I just love all of them. All of them have their goods and bads. I just love that, you know, because this is what an actor do. We observe the people, we work with them, we live with them, we talk with them, we feel them, and we are trying our best to translate what they wrote on a paper into a human. And that is part of the process. So I just enjoyed every one of them. And I try to embrace every part of them. But I will focus on the best part of them.
Yeah, and let's finish up this.
And that's why, love you, Yen-Yen.
And that's why,
we love you. I love you too.
Look, I just want to say, there are people listening reaching for their sick buckets now, so we have to bring it down a bit.
Hey, you know, we do have to finish off this segment, and we're so grateful that all three of you have come on. But let's briefly finish it off by just let us know, are you working on anything now, or are you expecting to have any projects come out in the next 12 to 18 months? Of course, COVID-19 is in the background of all of this. But Yan-Yan, are you working on anything now, or are you hoping to work on something soon?
Oh, talking, still talking about it. So, mm-hmm. And next year, hopefully next year, we can start traveling a lot more.
Sure.
and go to work in different parts of the world. So that is what I'm planning right now. So, and talking to the productions right now.
Yeah.
But now for this, at least two, three months, maybe not yet. It's still in the process of talking.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Colin and Yen, how about you guys? Are you working on anything in Taiwan?
We've been making a lot of comics. So Dim Sum Warriors is our comics, and we have an app launching next week. We have a multiple books. They're all bilingual books to encourage bilingual learning. It's been a passion of ours. Kung Fu Fighting Dumplings. They're called Dim Sum Warriors. I just want to also add that one big important thing for us at this moment with the Netflix launch of the movies is that, you know, every single movie in Singapore is a heroic effort that a lot of people put their heart and sweat into with very little return. And I think that's how we should view it, that this is a moment, even the extras who come on the show, even the, you know, the camera crew and the lighting crew, so it's a heroic effort on everybody's part. And I'm very excited and very happy to be part of this film industry and the film family in Singapore. And we're all connected in multiple ways. I think if nothing else, it's really a moment, a celebration of that heroism.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love you.
So go and watch. Everybody, please, go and watch. You won't regret it.
I couldn't agree more. The three guys on the line now are three of my heroes. I think they've made magnificent movies. You know, casting aside that myth that local is inferior, it is not. It is superior. People often say, what can they do? Well, they can watch these movies. If they watch these movies, Netflix will know that the viewing figures are high. If the viewing figures are high, they will support local movies, Singapore stories going forward, and show that there is a place for good, authentic, brilliant Singapore stories like the ones that these wonderful guys have made for us. So this weekend, do your national service and watch them.
And thank you.
We want to thank all of you for taking time to be with us today. Colin Goh, of course, and Wu Yanyan, and actress Yeo Yanyan. We very much appreciate your time today. And good luck to all of you. And let's hope that we have some great projects coming for all of you very soon.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.